If you are part of online discourse regarding news, politics, or entertainment, you may have heard the expression, media literacy is dying.
A dramatic statement usually thrown out when someone is misinterpreting a piece of media-related information.
But what exactly is media literacy?
And is it actually declining, or is there just more we need to learn?
I'm Jason Acuna.
And I'm Rihanna Winter.
And this is Unbothered by WFSU.
So, Jason, are you literate?
Can I read and write? I can read and write.
That's good. But are you media literate?
Wow. Well, I like to think so. You know, I work in media. I produce media. So I would like to think I can analyze and take it in.
Yeah, because I've noticed that a lot of people online seem to believe that there's not a lot of quote-unquote media literacy going on, especially among our own generation.
Yeah, I have seen that. I've seen the accusation thrown around that people are media illiterate or that media literacy is declining and things like that. But it kind of raises the question to me of, like, what is, like, being media literate? Does that mean being able to, like, watch a movie and get all the metaphors, or does that mean being able to read a news article and know whether or not it's truthful?
Yeah, media has a really broad definition, and media literacy has levels that are really impactful on your life in terms of being able to parse through political information versus media literacy as it pertains to messages in movies. So there's lots of different ways that this can be applied.
Absolutely. And so I wanted to learn more about the current state of media literacy and just what it is in general. So I sat down with an expert from FSU who has been working and studying on media literacy to find out more.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk about a very important topic today. My name is Sona Lee, and I'm originally from South Korea. I'm a PhD candidate in the School of Communication at Florida State University. And my research focuses on the media industry. So media literacy is really, really one fundamental issue I really want to tackle with, approaching from multiple aspects. So I'm very excited about this opportunity. And before grad school, I worked as a TV journalist for over a decade in South Korea. So also, I have a very deep understanding about media literacy and the importance of media literacy and the importance of having a healthy discourse and discussion about our society as it relates to the level of media literacy of the public mind.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me to talk today. I'm really excited to get into media literacy, and so I'll just dive right in with the first question, which is, in general, what is media literacy?
Yeah, so I believe media literacy can mean a lot of things because it really depends on what is media. The question of what is media here we are talking about, right? So, but still, the most broadly accepted media literacy definition is the ability to access, analyze, evaluate, and create media content within a socioeconomic and political context so that we can create a more healthy environment for more pro-social behavior or more healthier mental health related to behaviors relating to media consumption.
And so I've seen a lot of people online specifically saying that media literacy in the country is declining. Is there any truth to that? What is the current state of media literacy in the country?
Yeah, so people say that media literacy is declining and dying even. It's a very dramatic statement. And I think the thing that is dying or declining is not the media literacy itself, but the environment we face challenges caused by misinformation or disinformation or lack of understanding of the technologies we are facing on social media platforms and other mainstream media platforms. is causing people say that statement because we are living in this ubiquitous environment. Overloaded information is everywhere. So that's my first impression when I hear that state, that bold state media literacy is dying because we always have been challenged by media literacy crisis. But also there is a ton of evidence that shows a lot of people are feeling that they are struggling with their own media literacy. So for example, there is a nonprofit organization, excellent nonprofit organization that is dedicated to raise media literacy, which is called News Literacy Project. You can just Google News Literacy Project. And recent survey by this organization shows a lot of young students, future generation basically, are struggling with media literacy, lack of media literacy, and they are calling for more investment or more requirement in their media literacy education, actually. So for example, the overwhelming majority of teens say they support media literacy requirement for schools, which in the United States, we don't have yet. And another key finding from this survey say fewer than 2 in 10 teens gave all correct answers when asked to distinguish between information types such as news, advertisement, opinion, and entertainment. And it's really not surprising given that all these social media posts that are combining entertainment, opinion, and advertisement and news. Right. So as you can see, a lot of teens are struggling with their lack of media literacy. And this is really kind of surprising to me as a former journalist. 45% of teens say journalists do more to harm democracy than protect it. I was shocked. Wow. So I believe this survey result, it's done over 1,000 teens in the United States. So it tells something. There is something going on with their own perception of media literacy and their own perception of the media itself.
Absolutely. And so it sounds like media literacy is incredibly important. So how important is it for us to kind of address this potential crisis of media literacy?
Yeah, I believe media literacy is a lifelong project and it's a moving target as media is related to technological advancement so closely. So as technology advances so fast and media literacy education's goals and practice should fastly move along as well. So media literacy, it sounds really simple, but it has a lot of different types of dimensions of implications on society. For example, research has found that people with increased media literacy show less patterns related to mental illness or mental health problems. Or people with more increased media literacy have the ability to detect stereotypes in race and ethnicity or gender. Also, people with increased media literacy can detect political biases behind the news stories they're reading or watching on media. So, as you can directly relate these patterns to our society, you can see the overall well-being, especially mental well-being, is directly related to media literacy, and also democracy and civic engagement is related to the media literacy. So media literacy is not something in the space, is not something abstract concept. It really has actual impact on our society and democracy and our well-being.
So it seems like it definitely encompasses a lot of areas of life and is very important. So what can people do to raise their media literacy if they feel as though they may be falling behind with new technology and things like that?
Yeah, I am very glad that you brought up the new technology perspective here. So as I said, media literacy is a moving target and it's a lifelong project. And It also has very powerful impact on college students as well, because currently I'm teaching a comparative and international media studies course, and we are doing this semester-long group project. They start this project by identifying a problem that is related to media that they want to address. And several groups came up with this idea of the project is addressing the lack of media literacy among young adults and college students more specifically. So they came up with this idea where FSU and other colleges actively incorporate media literacy into the school curriculum, and they kind of require media literacy courses as required courses to graduate college. So that is how the problem related to media literacy resonates with young adults between age 18 to 24 very much. And that came down to how college students and on young adults or parents with younger kids can address this problem. And there are three key aspects of media literacy that we can start from there when we are trying to devising some solutions. So for first media literacy aspect, I'd like to point out is understanding how media content is created. So for example, journalists can come to the high school classes or college classes, and they talk about how news is created so that people can understand what are the behind-the-scenes stories or what are embedded political stances or biases when they read news or they watch news, so that they can just sort out opinion from facts and truth. And the second aspect of media literacy can be understanding the social, economic, and political context of media. That includes examples like ownership, regulation, and the role of advertising in media ecosystems. So, for example, always there should be some intense conversation going around relating to regulation around the people's use of social media. I really want to see that everyday conversation revolves around how to better or effectively regulate the social media platforms these days that have this dominant power over all the media content these days. And for example, a lot of countries outside the United States, such as Australia or European Union, they are adopting age gating to use of social media. So for example, Australia just recently passed a bill and legislated banning social media use to kids under age 16. And when they violate this rule, it is not the individual minors or parents that are punished or that are charged with a fine. It is social media companies that are charged with high fines, a lot of amount of money to pay. So that kind of approach addressing the industrial perspective should be really be the focus of media literacy education. And lastly, understanding media's effects is another important key aspect of media literacy education. And there is growing body of research and publications that talk about the concerns on media literacy and social media and mental well-being of young adults and kids and minors. Jonathan Haidt's book that recently came out, which is called The Anxious Generation, is a great example. And it talks about how younger people's mental illness or mental well-being is directly related to the increasing use of social media these days. So understanding why, for example, we are so addicted to using social media, why we can't stop looking at on our phone, and why we can't stop just turn off all the notifications and focus on what we are doing right now on my desk, right? Understanding that media effects and behind the scene mechanism, why this social media particularly is designed to trigger certain behaviors on our end is really important aspect to media literacy. So what I recommend people doing is first cross-checking sources when it comes to detecting misinformation or disinformation or deep fake. So if you cannot find the same content on other platforms or other websites, it is likely that it is doctored or AI generated information or image. So first thing, cross-check the sources. And second thing, think twice and breathe deeply and before you share or before you like some anger baiting content or raging machine like content on social media, and understanding why this particular social media platform is encouraging this type of content to go viral is really important. And it is all about getting attention, getting engagement from the social media users and maintaining that attention within this social media platform. So think twice, who is getting profit or who is getting incentive by you clicking like or sharing this rage baiting content. So these are two easy to access practices you can do right away. And lastly, I highly encourage everybody to build a community around you that you talk about some political news or mental wellness related content on social media. And when you are in doubt, pinky out, right? So when you are feeling inconfident or incompetent about using media and social media, please, please talk to your friends, parents, and your siblings and your mentors around people around you. That will be the easiest and happiest way to address lack of media literacy problem these days.
That all sounds like fantastic information and a lot of good tips to help people. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share about media literacy before I let you go?
Yeah, so my academic instinct kicks in right now. So I'd like to emphasize as my final concluding remark that media literacy is not all about how to avoid scams or phishing, how to tell misinformation or disinformation. I strongly believe that the definition and the breadth of media literacy education should go beyond educating people on this existing concept of media literacy. Media literacy should be really moving faster as the mind-blowing AI technology is developing so fast. So, for example, media literacy concerns a lot of already produced media, right? Media content that exists out there already. But when we think about AI generated information, when you talk to or when you are interacting with your chatbot, right? And it is not already existing media content, is generating real time media content, right? It's another whole different conversation whether we accept generative AI generated information as media. But for the purpose of this conversation, when you interact with your chatbot, we really should think about your technological understanding of why this chatbot is spitting out that information to you and what is the implications to your own media literacy and critical thinking skill, because chatbots have biases and chatbots are famous for their psychopathic patterns and flattering tone. So again, the definition of media literacy can be anything, but there are a lot of spin-offs these days because of technological advancements, and AI literacy can be encompassed under the definition of media literacy. And yeah, so this is my concluding remark that we should really broaden our scope of media literacy education toward the rapidly changing media technology as well.
Suna, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about media literacy. I learned a lot about it, and I hope our audience did as well. I'd love to have you back on in the future to talk more about media literacy as more things come about. But thank you so much again for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Unbothered is produced, edited, and hosted by Jason Acuna. Also hosted by Rihanna Winter. Audio engineering by Taylor Cox and Evan Rossi. Executive producers Regan McCarthy and Lynn Hatter. And brought to you by WFSU Public Media.